In Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Title 42 expires in a few hours, but people are still lining up at the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry, including a minimum five-year ban on reentry and potential criminal prosecution.
But aid worker Pedro Rios says many migrants don't know.
I would say maybe about half of the people here know what Title 42 is. The others don't. What they do know is that they fear for their lives and they're risking everything to come to the United States because they cannot be in their home country.
Volunteers are handing out sandwiches and supplies through border fences. The COVID health emergency is ending in the U.S. soon, but people are still catching it. And pretty soon, footing the bill for testing and treatment, too.
If you're on private insurance or Medicare, expect more out-of-pocket costs related to COVID testing and treatment. If you're on Medicaid, be sure to get your paperwork in to show you're still eligible or risk losing coverage.
Dr. Celine Gounder says about 1,000 people are still dying from COVID every week. Gay and bisexual men can now roll up their sleeves and donate blood. The FDA is changing its rules to ease decades-old restrictions that were put in place to protect the blood supply from HIV. The White House says President Biden will not meet with congressional leaders on the debt limit again till next week. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen still warning Congress to do something soon.
We could see a rise in interest rates, drive up payments on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
The default deadline is June 1st. Peloton's recalling more than 2 million bikes because its seats can break. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Peloton has received 35 reports of the seat post breaking and detaching from the bike, and 13 reports of injuries, including a broken wrist, cuts, and bruises. The recall involves PLO1 bikes, not Peloton Plus bikes.
They're sold at Peloton, Amazon, and Dick's for about $1,400. The NFL's given a sneak peek of its new schedule. Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, kick off their 2023 season against the Detroit Lions on September 7th. A few days later, Aaron Rodgers makes his New York Jets debut, and Robert Kraft says the Patriots will honor Tom Brady at their home opener.
And it'll be the beginning of many celebrations to honor Tom Brady and say thank you for what he did for us those 20 years playing for the New England Patriots.
The schedule's out later tonight. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you pick up a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bosch Icon premium blades can help you see better and drive safer. And our professional parts people will install them for you for free. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Adams County will hold a special Solid Waste Committee meeting on Friday, May 12th. from 2 to 4 at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. They will discuss the bid submitted for the Cell 6 construction project and decide what action will be taken. The premiere of the 2023 Celebrate Red Art exhibit is tonight at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. You can meet the artists this evening from 5:30 to 7:30 and view cranberry-related art plus other interesting subjects inspired by the color red. There's no admission fee to the event tonight at 2651 8th Street South. The Republican Party of Wood County is hosting a membership drive for young folks. It's at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids on May 22nd, starting at 5:30 p.m. The representative from UWSP Young Republicans will be there, as well as Representative Scott Krug. They will have refreshments available. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, high of 74. Overcast skies. 55 tomorrow night, cloudy.
Low 70s. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Any room on it, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier, happy hour, the Friday Eve edition. We got a fine guest right from the top, Dom. He is podcaster, pundit, our friend, Bill Press, fresh off of, what, a European sabbatical, Bill. Welcome back, man.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you guys. Good to join. I thought this was Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Not Friday.
It makes it Friday Eve, Bill. Don't mean to confuse you or the audience.
I just want to be sure here. Right?
It's not like we're looking past this fine interview we anticipate doing, but we are looking forward to the weekend, Bill. So, been missing you, Bill. There's been a few happenings, including the sexual battery and defamation against the former president. Now, he was on CNN last night acting like he has impunity. He was effectively defaming E. Jean Carroll once again, Bill. Was there any glee, anything you felt with the verdict?
Yeah. I want to use a word that nobody else will use. The jury found him guilty, all right? Now, I know the legal term is liable. But look, they had a choice. You either did it or you didn't do it. Talking about they decided not to go rape, right? For whatever reason, I question that. But they did say, when it comes to sexual assault, the question, did he do it or did he not do it? They said, yes, he did it. He is guilty of sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll and defaming her. That is huge. I mean, among other things, certainly the first former president ever to be charged with and a jury finding him guilty of sexual assault, fined $5 million. So is there any regret, any remorse on Donald Trump's part? Hell no. Today he said he's going to appeal that verdict based on what, right? I mean, he didn't even put on a defense in the trial. He refused to testify himself. He could have. He refused. His attorneys actually, I think, wouldn't let him because they knew after the deposition he gave that Donald Trump in front of that jury would just destroy himself. So I don't know on what grounds he can possibly appeal. But then last night in the town hall, and let's get to the town hall in a little bit too, because it was such a disgrace for CNN to give him that much time. I am ashamed of my former network for bowing down and legitimizing Donald Trump. But when that subject came up, again, any remorse, any regret, any apology, which you never expect from Donald Trump? Hell no. He just went on and defamed her further, made fun of her. I mean, what kind of a woman would invite a man she just met at the front door up to a dressing room, right? What kind of woman would do that? And then he called her a whack job. And here's the worst part. The audience cheered and laughed the whole time he was making jokes about sexually assaulting a woman and admitting again that to grab women by their private parts is something that stars have always done and stars like him can get away with. And again, that brain-dead audience of Trumpers from New Hampshire applauded and cheered. You know, I saw somebody today say that it's too bad Caitlin Collins didn't say, whoa, wait a minute, time out. Mr. President, you just sit down for just a minute and walk up to a member of the audience and say, do you have a daughter? You really think it's funny for a man to brag about grabbing women by their private parts? A man accused of sexual assault by a jury, found guilty of it, that you would laugh and cheer him? It's too bad that she didn't do that, but I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. I blame CNN for doing the damn town hall in the first place.
So wait. Before we get diving
hurt down the front.
Before we talk more about the town hall, let me point out it was not a criminal conviction, and I don't say that with any glee.
No.
And he is clearly not Jason. And $5 million in the whole scheme of things relative to even the Trump University folly and the payoff there and the Trump org payoff. I mean, this is really a modest sum relative to what Trump's had to pay in other suits. So I guess I would just say, Bill, from his point of view, this was a small price to pay. This was not a chastening for Donald Trump.
But I would disagree. First of all, $5 million for Donald Trump is chump change, not even chump change, right? So don't look at it the monetary point of view. To be found when a jury rules against Donald Trump, there have been over 25 women who accused him of sexual assault, right? He cannot dismiss it anymore. His supporters can't dismiss it and say there is nothing to it. This is a different, we've now been in a court of law, and a jury of his peers said he assaulted her and he defamed her. That is a big deal. No matter how much he tries to dismiss it, there's nothing to it. He never met her. Yeah, he met her. I thought the most telling moment in the trial was when he looked at a photograph and said, oh yeah, that's my wife, Marla. After saying she's not my type, then he confused her with his wife. I mean, guilty of sin and found guilty of sin by this jury.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. Most importantly, a pal of the Devil's Advocates. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. One note about that picture. That wasn't his current wife at the time, if I recall. That was, you know, Marla was not the wife of the moment. That was the ex. So the way he even approached and identified her as his wife was a little creepy. The CNN and journalism. I guess that's my concern here, Bill. I mean, you've been around a long time, man. You've talked to a lot of people, done lots of interviews. I don't know that, and I'm. I didn't go to J school. Let's put it that way, Bill. I don't know that a traditional quote unquote town hall with a traditional journalist in a traditional format is going to be appropriate for a chaos agent, the likes of Donald Trump. Bill, I mean, do we as journalists, do those who conduct interviews got to change our tact, our strategy, the way we conduct interviews when you have someone like the narcissist, lying, you know, guy like Donald Trump? How do you rein him in? How do you hold him account? How do you interview a guy like Donald Trump, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you one thing you do not do. You don't give him an hour plus time, prime time, basically unchallenged. Now, again, I think Caitlin Collins was terrific. She was awesome. She interrupted him on every lie. She corrected him. But the format was such that, and he's a propagandist, man. He is good at this crap. He just rolls right by her. He dismisses her, makes fun of her, gestures that she doesn't know what she's talking about, called her a nasty person, again, to which the audience, of course, cheered, and then rolled right over her and kept repeating the same lies. So they gave Donald Trump a forum to repeat on CNN, every lie that he's told on Fox News. And for some people, they were hearing those lies for the first time. You know, those of us who cover. So, you know, Shirish Date, who covers the White House for the Huffington Post, said this week that journalists cannot write about Donald Trump, talk about Donald Trump, interview without Donald Trump, without at the same time saying, this is a man who tried to overthrow the United States government. This is the enemy that he actually sent an armed mob to attack the United States Capitol. So you can't just treat him like any other candidate. You know, CNN's defense for holding this town hall was, well, he's a unique candidate. Yeah, he's a unique candidate. He's the only one who's ever been accused of rape. I mean, I remember the day, if you were not convicted or found guilty, if you were accused of rape and you were a candidate for dog catcher, you'd have to drop out, Republican or Democrat. Nobody would say, here's Donald Trump now, not rape, but a sexual assault, and CNN gives him a town hall. You know, the whole thing. Number one, they should not have given him that town hall. If they do something for each candidate, I think they have to have a forum where you can stop the clock and say, whoa, that's wrong. You can't go forward with that lie. You got to straighten that out right away. The facts are this. And stop the clock and make sure everybody understands what the facts are. You could not do that with that forum last night.
But so Bill,
that's number one. No, let me. If I can make my second.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's your show. But I'm on my soapbox.
Go ahead, man.
Number two, who the hell chose that audience? CNN told us ahead of time this was going to be just a Republican for the Republican primary, so only Republicans are going to be in the audience. I get that. That makes sense. Republican primary, Republican voters. But they said this was going to be a sample of representative Republican voters of New Hampshire. No, it was not. They were 400 MAGA Republicans. They were 400 Trump supporters. It was like a Trump rally. I want to know who chose that audience. What was it? I think the Trump campaign chose that audience. And who screened the questions? In the entire hour, there was not one critical question. Not one. The whole thing was a, you know, the word I want to use starts with an S show. I'll call it a clown show to be polite, but I prefer it was more the S show. You know what I mean?
I do, Bill. In this case, I do. Bill Press, our good friend, and I can tell you why CNN did it. 3.1 million overnight viewers. I mean, that's like Tucker-like numbers. Maybe Tucker will run for the president. We should talk about that when we come back, Bill.
By the way, quick point. Yeah, Tucker got that number every night. Now CNN's bragging about it because they got it once in a lifetime. Big deal. BFD.
There could be more than that listening to us right now, Bill. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Millions. We're worldwide on the Civic Media app you're listening right now. Or with Bill Press.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fryays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. If you want to check out some podcasts or interviews, go to the civicmedia.us website. You can click on the shows tab and download everything you want.
Dom, we got a fine guest. You and he partied in Rome. I understand you guys were skinny dipping in the fountains together. At least that's what I was claiming to the audience. Anyone have any stories of partying with the other in Rome?
Well, there we were at Tre Scalini, right? Is that the restaurant?
I think so, yeah.
On Piazza Navona, and it was a fine night in Rome, and there was lots of pasta eaten and lots of wine consumed. And Kroot, we missed you. That's all I can say. But I'm
what glad. Was what was the local drink we were having, Bill, with the gin?
The Negroni.
Yes, the Negroni.
Negroni is the Italian national cocktail. It is one of my favorites. So it's one-third gin, easy to make. One-third gin, equal parts. One-third gin, one-third Campari, and one-third sweet red vermouth. And a little slice of orange you put around the side of the glass.
Oh, yeah, so good. So good.
Do the Italians have a liberal policy on, let's just say, recreational cannabis?
By the way, there were pot shops all over Rome. I was really, and then in Bologna, when I went to Bologna after Rome, I was surprised. But I was told by an Italian friend that it's not
CBD. It's all CBD,
it's
right?
It's like near beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Hey, let me ask.
Stuff to get you high, right?
I learned Bill, but I do have to say this one. So Steph and I went down to the Piazza. We hooked up with Bill. I knew he was going to be there. So but who what are the chances? Literally, we're like a few blocks away from each other when we had text. I mean, Rome's a big city, right? So we go, we hang out, had a good time, and Bill's giving us some suggestions on where to go. He's like, listen, you got to go check out the ruins of Pompeii, but there's also the museum and go to the back room. Bill, what was the room all about? Come on, man. So there's a lot of let's just call it porn, for the lack of a better term, but it's art, right?
It is in the great architectural museum in Naples, which is one of the greatest museums in the world. They've got all the mosaics and frescoes and everything from Pompeii and Herculaneum, but particularly Pompeii, in that museum. So if you go to Pompeii, you just see bare walls, right? You got to see the art, and to see the art, you have to go in to that museum in Naples, and you have to go to the special secret room, which is only open 3 hours a day, And that's where all the pornography is. And those mosaics, crude, you got to see them, man. We could learn a lot from those Romans.
Yes.
And tell them, and tell them Marjorie Taylor Greene sent you. Bill, let me add.
I was so proud. There we are at the Piazza Navona. We're having a Negroni. We're talking. I said, this is where you got to go. So Dom and Steph, the next morning, they take the train to Naples. They went right to that museum. They went right to the secret room, and they sent me some photos back.
I love the way you think, Bill.
Bill, what about Tucker Carlson? You must know Tucker. What's next for the man? I think that if he threw his hat in to the presidential race, man, that would blow things up, Bill. What do you think?
I think Donald Trump might ask him to be his running mate.
Ooh.
How about that?
That would also blow things up, would it not?
That would also blow things up. Yeah, look, I did a crossfire with Tucker. I had Tucker and I had our own show on CNN called The Spin Room for a couple of years, so they fired us both. Let me just say this, that and Tucker and I were really, really close friends at the time. The Tucker Carlson that I've seen on Fox News for the last few years is not the same Tucker Carlson that I used to hang out with and have lunch with and do shows with on CNN. So,
do you think he evolved, or do you think he got paid and, you know, he evolved to continue getting paid? Evolved in a bad fashion against his own character?
I don't know. I say it's not the same in terms of issues, not the same in terms of approach to politics. But I got to tell you this. Look, he's a young guy, and we haven't seen the last of Tucker Carlson. He's going to come. Look, he got fired from CNN. He went to MSNBC. He got fired from MSNBC. He went to Fox. He's fired from Fox. Tucker's going to rebound. He'll show up somewhere else. He might run for office himself, or he might be picked by somebody else to run with.
Bill Press, your comments on Congressman George Santos being criminally indicted and using the platform to reinforce that he's also running for re-election.
Yeah, I'm really worried because, you know, I don't know how he keeps up his schedule playing for the Knicks, you know, while he's while he's fighting these charges. You know, it might interfere with his playtime schedule. Look, you know, it's a disgrace. This guy's a joke. He's a clown. And the fact is, any other time, he'd be expelled from Congress in a flash. I mean, they would just say, we don't want anything to do with this pathological liar. I mean, he's the joke of this country, but they can't get rid of him. Kevin McCarthy won't get rid of him because their margin is so slim. He needs every vote, even the vote of a jerk like George Santos.
Last question from me, at least, Bill. Any advice for a couple of radio dogs like Dom and I on how to handle Donald Trump going forward? How to not repeat the mistakes others made in the earlier cycles?
Well, you have to cover the guy. He's a former president. He's now the front runner for the Republican nomination. You can't ignore him. But again, I think I go back to what Sharice Stotti said. You've got to point out all the time, this is a guy that tried to overthrow this country. This is the enemy of our democracy. Plus, he's a pathological liar. He's a serial sexual adulterer. You know, he's an egomaniac. He's a disgusting, worthless human being. Now, if you say that about him every time you talk about him, then I think you're being fair and you're telling the truth.
I think we at least share the tone, if not the exact verbiage. Bill Press, we like you, though, man. Hope to see you in Rome someday soon, brother. Welcome back. Can't wait to have you back on the show, Bill.
There are fountains we haven't skinny dipped in yet. So
I doubt that somehow. Come back. The Happier Happy Hour continues. 844-96-PARTY.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha, it's 101.1 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Lions Clubs and our surrounding area come together to donate annually to a district project.
This year, the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses were selected to choose a local project to receive the group donation. They selected the Wood County Critical Incident Stress Management Team. Clubs from Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph, and the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses donated a total of $1,800 for the CISM team. This team supports the first responders within Wood County. They provide much-needed support following stressful responses to critical incidents within our county. Hobby Lobby may soon be opening in Stevens Point. The Stevens Point Journal reports the former Cops building on US 10 will be converted into a Hobby Lobby store. The crafting and art supply store plans to open in January of 2024. There will likely be a second tenant in the other part of the building, but no business has yet been named. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Support your local veterans organizations, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534 and Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101 by participating in their Brat Fry at Quality Foods, 1021 West Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 13th. Join Dr. Sebastian Zamfir from UW-Stevens Point, who will share a presentation on astronomy followed by a unique stargazing experience using the latest optical technology at the Stanton W. Meade Wildlife Area from 8:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, June 13th. It's free and open to the public and no registration is required. Happy Mother's Day from WFHR and Village Gardens. Celebrate with us by tuning in to the morning show on Friday, May 12th for your chance to win a beautiful flower basket and a $25 gift card from Village Gardens. Make it the best day ever for the best mom ever from your friends at WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, high of 74. Overcast skies. 55 tomorrow night, cloudy. Low 70s. Saturday, low 60s. Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
8-9, react to the day's headlines. Catch up a bit. Nick from Madison, you're first. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, good to talk to you again. You know, you guys know me. You know, I'm not a Trump supporter at all, even though I'm conservative, Nick. But I don't have CNN, so I couldn't see it live, but I did watch the highlights today, or lowlights, should I say.
Right.
And, wow, I just cannot believe we got to this point where it's between Trump and Biden right now. That's what it looks like. I mean, and things can change in a year, but I can't believe we're at that point.
Nick, I'm just throwing it out there. What if Tucker Carlson runs? Would he get your vote?
Oh, nope. He's a liar.
Where do you land right now, Nick? I mean, if it is Donald Trump and Joe Biden, where do you cast your vote?
I'm not casting a vote for president. I will vote down for him. You have to earn my vote. It's not the binary choice that everyone says. I mean, what I want Republicans to do is realize that electing someone as stupid as this is a really bad idea, and don't do it anymore.
You're starting to sound like Dominic now, Nick.
Okay, Nick, but let me ask you this. If you're going to go vote down ticket for other Republicans who also support the same and behave in similar manners, perhaps not as egregious, perhaps not convicted or found liable of sexual battery, but same philosophical leanings. I mean, how do you justify that? They still support. If you're going to vote for someone who still supports Donald Trump, are you really evading the problem?
Not really, because I'm a conservative, okay? So I will vote down ticket for people that I think have conservative, you know, values. They might be pieces of crap too, just like Trump. I don't know. But I know for a fact that Donald Trump is a piece of crap. So I can't in good conscience, you know, fill in that box. I can't do it. Does that make sense?
It is very hard to argue with that logic, Nick.
Yeah, man, I get it. I get it, man. Thanks for the call, Nick. Thanks for being forthright on your thoughts in those regards.
Trump is
a piece of crap, as Nick
perhaps,
said.
Perhaps. Some people say. 844-967-2789. There's a stranger coming out with the sunny summer weather. Andy from Beaver Dam, how you been, fella?
Hey, Andy, what's going on?
I tell you, I love Bill Press. I wish you could get him finance a trip to Hawk's Bar with him or something, but we got so much catching up to do. I moved between Johnny's Lounge and Quick Trip over the winter, and I've been kind of laying low, but I'm with Bill all the way. I think everything he said, I watched the stupid Trump interview or town hall, and it was totally ridiculous.
Did he earn your vote last night, Andy?
Oh, God! If there's any reason to vote for Biden, it would be him. I mean, Biden or Joe, you know, whatever, but you know, I mean, stay the course. We don't need that narcissist. We've talked to him till we're blue in the face, and we've dealt with him since, what, 2015, 16? He's the same old jive, only, there's nothing different, you know. And, like, all that, the whole cotton picking audience in Manchester, I mean, man, oh, man. You know, what's funny about that guy? I don't know. I mean, but, you know, he's the flamboyant entertainer, and he can say whatever he wants without any repercussions or whatever. And, you know, Charlie, what's his name, from Milwaukee originally, you know, he even says this guy is crazy. You know, I just don't know. But incidentally, Crudy, I caught that article from February with you and Sage in the Cap Times, and it's miraculous where you guys have come with civic media in the last 6 months to a year.
Andy, thanks for the kind words, but it took you from February to almost June to notice.
Hey, he's been busy. Thanks for catching up, Andy.
All right, you guys, I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, man.
If Dom would lighten up, Andy, I would declare it a summer of love, and we would start throwing some parties like we used to do. Hell, we even went to a Trump bar in Beaver Dam just to party with guys like Andy. Johnny's on the lake, right? 844 877-927-2789. We do weddings and bar mitzvahs. If you cover the bar tab, it gets kind of pricey. Drew from Lake Mills, how you doing?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, So, Crudy, here's what we need to do. I think that we need to pump Dom full of tequila and then make sure that we take him directly over to the Dan Canoto listening session that's going to be held sometime in his district, and then just sell tickets for it because it's going to be fireworks. It's going to be great.
Well, first and foremost, Drew, Dom plies himself with tequila.
Okay.
And second, and he doesn't have to be drunk to be ranty. You hear him every day on the radio. He starts sober.
I know, but just think about it after three or four drinks.
Sober-ish, Drew. I mean, come on, man. Do you share? Now, I know in Lake Mills, I imagine, as a state senator, he does not represent you, Drew, but this is a guy.
Who is it? Is it Steve Noss?
I have Fitzgerald over here.
You can't have Fitzgerald. In the state Senate. Do you know who your state senator is, Drew?
Barbara Dietrich.
Okay. Well, that's modestly better than still having Fitzgerald, but he's your congressman, right?
Yes, he's my congressman, yeah.
That's a win-win, Drew, question mark?
At some point, I'm probably going to put the paperwork in the run, but I'm not sure at what point, because I can't stand either of them.
Well, not during the summer months, because summer is not the political time of year.
Right?
Thanks for the call, Drew. Yes, absolutely run. Everybody run, because if you don't, you get people like Dan Canoto and Fitzgerald in Congress. Come on, people. 844-967-2789.
I'm still waiting for a Republican to declare their candidacy against the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin. Who's going to be the sacrificial lamb? I hope there's several, Dom. Go out there and crash their political careers on the rocks. That is the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin machine.
Oh, see, listen, he talking like that? Unbeatable? So this is the same guy who says Trump could win or Trump can't win?
What's Trump has won, so they're theoretically, mathematically, Trump
could he win again?
Could he win again? I don't know how, but you never know, man. Life's crazy.
So, I mean, Tammy is not unbeatable, right?
No, that is the truth. She is unbeatable in this state. Of all the possible aspirants to her job, they beat Tammy Baldwin. What, Toxic Tom Tiffany? Who are you kidding, man?
Gallagher? I don't know.
Gallagher has shown no interest. And in fact, my understanding, Mark Pocan, I believe, said when questioned, Gallagher talks he's staying in the house.
844? No.
I can tell you this. Aaliyah Vukmir could run against Tammy Baldwin 3,972 times, lose every time. Your girl, Aaliyah.
A presidential election in a swing state? I'd take nothing for granted, Crudy, although Tammy Baldwin certainly has.
Here in Wisconsin, I hope Joe Biden gets on Tammy's coattails.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. Happy Friday Eve. Mark, what do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Happy Friday Eve, guys. Yeah. And I'd maintain that actually following the Constitution is a conservative position, whereas currently the Republican Party has
they like to be picky and choosy in their adherence to the Constitution. They like, Three-Fifths Amendment and some of the old school parts,
originalism, Mark.
But they took an oath to the Constitution as amended. The Constitution provided for amendments to the Constitution. Because the men back there, and they're only men, they recognized that they're imperfect, and it was an imperfect document. So they provided for amendments to the Constitution, and nowhere in the Constitution just says, well, we can rewrite this whole thing. I mean, there's warnings against that. Hamilton exclusively warned against that, saying that he was afraid of any new attempts to rewrite the whole thing. So, I mean, unless you adhere to the Constitution as now amended, and the improvements could be made to it, but I mean that you're betraying your oath to the Constitution, and that Dan Canoto and the rest of his insurrectionist buddies, that they're election deniers, are in clear, to my mind, are in clear violation of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees the people who we the people select the electors, not elected officials. So I mean that unless you can recognize that, you have no business being in office.
Mark, he just got caught up in all the hype because the people they trusted and respected as a sitting legislator in the state of Wisconsin, he was convinced by everyone around him who told him that there was election fraud and Trump really won.
Has he been listening to too much Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna or what? I know a guy who has. 844-967-2789 against my better judgment. CJ, fresh off of watching the Trump town hall on CNN. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ, how'd Trump do last night?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I laughed at it too, man. How did Trump do last night?
You know, that part of him I didn't miss. But I tell you what, we're watching the success of the two-year plan to deal with immigration starting, after 6.2 million already, and here they come.
But okay, what's the solution, CJ? Is it to force people to live in Mexico under a COVID mandate, which obviously we've rolled back the national emergency. We're no longer pointing at COVID. So what would be your solution? I know you don't like the current president. I know you think everything he does is wrong. Well, A, this was a Trump policy that's going to end. It was a cruel policy, I think, CJ. But what do you recommend we replace it with? Give me a solution for a change.
Well, we're spending $3 million per day not to build the wall. I would build the wall and have legal...
Trump said last night he built the wall. He said the wall's built.
Biden on day one stopped the wall.
Correct. So Trump didn't finish the wall? Did Mexico pay for it?
You know what, Crudy? Here's the fact that this president is in control right now. He said he had a two-year plan. We're watching. Run these numbers by the Congressional Budget Office. It costs our hospitals, schools, food stamps, and everything $10,000 per immigrant.
I would believe that, CJ. I'm not even...
6.2 million so far.
You know how many immigrants we need just to fill the
surge?
I don't disagree with your math, CJ. Here's what I would say. We need the labor force. The city of Madison, Wisconsin has the second lowest unemployment rate in the nation. The state of Wisconsin's at historic unemployment rates and record participation rates, I believe. Where are you squeezing more labor out of, CJ? I get that you don't want the immigrants.
The children. No, the children.
Well, the 14-year-old bartenders. I know that that's been proposed by Wisconsin Republicans. But I would suggest we could probably find a solution, CJ, because the people are coming here for the work. And we need the labor. And we need more citizens. If we don't grow as a country exponentially, mathematically, like a corporation, if you're not growing, you're atrophying and you're dying. So I don't know why you're so ruthless, and let's let some immigrants in and fill some.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs, Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Last spring, you chose hard-working seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acre. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Interstates, this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Your Republican Party, CJ, is costing the state $1.6 billion by not expanding Badger Care. In other words, they could provide health care to so many more people in the state at a lower cost, but they would rather have people without care costing the taxpayers more money. What kind of sense does that make?
Well, Michael, you well know that half the farm labor in the state of Wisconsin, probably numerically half or more of the farm labor, is done by Latinos, many of whom don't have a legal immigration status to be here. I mean, where's your milk coming from, CJ? Where's your cheese coming from? They'd shut down the dairy industry, yet somehow these people live amongst us, most of them honoring the laws, many of them living in the shadows, afraid to cross their boss or demand wages that they're often screwed out of. I mean, I don't know why we don't ever come up with a solution. Like, they always complain about the immigrants, but they never come up with even a green card system or a wait in line system. It's always do it like my parents did it. You mean when there weren't caps on the number of immigrants coming in the country? Yeah, let's do it like that.
Well, it's easy. Stop calling yourself a Christian and start acting like a human being. Imagine what it would be like if we were in the same place and we're trying to run from terror in our country to try and find a place of freedom. And then all of a sudden you hit the U.S. border, you know?
Somebody told them the inn was full in Bethlehem that day, Pizza Box. That's what Republicans are effectively saying, is this country is full. We don't want your kind here. But man, where are we going to get the labor from?
The children.
The children are our future, at least from a labor perspective. Because what, we hate immigrants? I don't understand this. It's perplexing to me. It's wrecking my summer.
Oh, we can't have that. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. It's been a while since I've graced you with my presence, so I decided to call in and do so.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. What do you got?
So this is what I got to say. I got in my car just soon enough to hear CJ spout off about borders and immigrants, which is really confuses me anytime a Republican starts talking about immigrants, because I just like to remind them that they live in a country that's full of immigrants. This country is...
Yeah, but they're already here and they want to slam the door behind them, Stephen. Their family already made it.
Well, it's easy to do that. I will tell you this. I actually personally... know about the immigrant thing because my brother-in-law is a dreamer, and he works hard. He pays taxes just like everyone else, but he doesn't get all the benefits that everyone else does. So they are attributing to society just as much as any American is, and they're not getting to reap all the benefits of being an American. So I just think it's foolish to call in. And, you know, the amount of tax money we would lose that were taken from these people, if they just all said, screw you and left, it would be astronomical. So.
Yeah, it's a great point, Stephen. You know, those folks that are here that are working, contribute to a system that they're not eligible to receive on the tail end. And that is a big influx of money. And of course, Curtis, you mentioned, and thanks for the call, Stephen, you know, hiding, being in the shadows and not necessarily perhaps standing up for yourself or pushing back against a working condition or lack of wages or whatever the case is because of the status. And also all the job creators, as we hear the Republicans constantly refer to them as the job creators. Well, you know, a lot of the immigrant labor that is not documented, they would not be employed if not for those quote unquote job creators. We're talking about, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of immigrant labor, lots of undocumented immigrant labor working on the farms. Well, I'm willing to bet most of those, or at least a good chunk of those, are not, you know, progressive leaning employers or conservatives because they're working on the farm. They're listening to the AM talk radio, whitey righty radio on the tractor when they're in the fields. But they're fine to what go around the system and employ some undocumented immigrants to work in their yards, work in their fields, work on their farm, contributing to the problem. We would not have immigrant labor in this country were there not a market for immigrant labor.
844-967-2789. Listing on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I always want to say Minneapolis. It says RJ, but I think it's AJ. Welcome. What do you got for us?
No. RJ, you're right. It's RJ. Hey, look. I'm listening to your show here. I listen to it all the time. You've got a great show.
Thank you.
Let me say, I'm a Democrat, but I don't like this policy that Biden has. And you're asking for a solution to the problem. Why don't we just issue a work permit to these people so they can come legally, we can verify who is in the country, and we won't have to support the whole family, a family with 5, 6, 7 children. We've got to take care of them at the hospital, at the school. And, I mean, that would solve the problem right there. We are basically finding these people show up at our door. We are held responsible if you don't take care of them. God forbid somebody gets sick. And all of you, the government is not doing this. So this idea of taking them, leave, letting them come into the country, and then just assimilate, it's not good. Look, I'm also immigration. I'm an immigrant. I came here legally. The fact that you have, they're gaming the system. And we got to stop this.
What does gaming the system mean to you, RJ? I'm unfamiliar. I've not been an immigrant. What is the gaming the system part?
They're pretending to come here for being, persecuted. It is an economic issue. It is an economic issue, no doubt about that. We all want a better living, but we can't be the breadbasket of the world. I mean, we are helping all these countries. Let these governments take care of their people. We are running our country. We got checks and balances. People are being very responsible here. And the fact that your government is going to be hostile or military junta, whatever it is, you take care of that. Let us. We can open door. Have open door policy for people to come here. Then another factor is that these kids come here. They can't speak a word of English. Our school system is taxed to the max. Our teachers, they can't even take care of the ordinary American children born and raised in this country. So the Biden administration needs to fix this, the Republicans as well. I mean, what more can I say? I think I made my point here, but give them a permit to come and work or get all the labor problems solved.
RJ, thank you for making that point. I think the Biden administration, Title 42, ends tomorrow, and it's gone through all the legal challenges, so it's going to end tomorrow, and the Biden administration better take this head on, because there are plenty of people that are affected by immigration, especially in the border cities and on the border states, and Arizona is one of them, and that's a big old swing state. You want it flipping back to red? Ignore the border issue. And there an issue. You know, I didn't call it a crisis.
Where is the solution in Congress? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the president can only
There's
do so much.
One.
Certainly he could lead. Right, because if you had a solution, then you wouldn't have the issue. Right? I mean, how many years we've been talking about this?
He can allocate more resources to the border, and we'll have to talk more tomorrow. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish at 7. Keep it locked to Civic Media, Native Roots Radio. I'm away.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh. Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcast.